music, news, entertainment. It's all right here. This is the Kelly Alexander Show.
Hi, it's Kelly, and welcome to the show. This week, we are excited to welcome back to the program American jazz artist Haley Loren, who has recently released her new album, From the Wild Sky. Haley has a lot to say about the creation of the new music, what influenced her sound, and what her touring plans are like over the next several months. Get ready to hear some new music as well from Jess Glynn, Charlie Puth, Shawn Mendes, and Khalid. But first, it's Pink with Get the Party Started on The Kelly Alexander Show.
On Facebook, Kelly Alexander Show.
Yeah. come on in, yeah. Saying no, no.
If you wanna be with me, baby, there's a price to pay.
Coming up on the Kelly Alexander Show.
In 3 minutes, we're going to be chatting with jazz artist Haley Loren, who hails from the American Northwest. But first, it's new music from British artist Jess Glynn. I'll be there on the Kelly Alexander Show.
When all the tears are rolling down your face, and it feels like yours was the only heart to break. When you come back home and all the lights are out, you're getting used to no one else being around. Oh, I'll be there when you need a little love. I got a little love to share. Yeah, I'm gonna come through. You'll never be alone. I'll be there for you. I'll be there, yeah, yeah. I'll be there for you.
Jess Glynn with I'll Be There on the Kelly Alexander Show. And you know what? We are very happy to have Jess back with new music, and it shouldn't be too long before she drops her sophomore album, although we are waiting on an album name and, of course, the release date. Hey, it's Kelly, and joining us now is jazz artist Haley Loren, who grew up in Alaska but calls Oregon her home. Her new album, From the Wild Sky, has recently been released, and we are so happy to have her back on the show. Haley, welcome back to the Kelly Alexander Show.
Thank you so much. It's good to be back.
Yeah, so I was doing a little research before we started to do the interview, and it's been 3 years since I've had you on. The last time was when you had your album Butterfly Blue. So in the 3 years since we've spoken, I guess I wanted to start off by asking you, how do you find that you have evolved musically in the past 3 years?
Well, it 3 years is like an entire lifetime in some ways. And it certainly felt like a lot has happened since then. I feel like with Butterfly Blue, you know, that was a release that I was super, super proud to release. And it felt like it really merged some different worlds musically that I've been dabbling in and a big part of for a really long time. That includes, you know, jazz and blues and my own original material, which kind of spans a lot of different genre fields. But, you know, with Butterfly Blue, it kind of, that was a step that helped me feel a little maybe braver to go in a more distinctively different direction with the next project. It was sort of my bridge album in a way. This new one really feels, I mean, I felt really ready to start bringing out my songwriter side in a much bigger way, put the focus on that for this project. I've been wanting to do that for several years now. And, you know, I toured a lot within the last 3 years to all different kinds of places around the world, and that has really influenced my music a lot. Every time I travel somewhere, you know, I pick up influences from other regions of the world and what's popular there and the musicians that I meet there and the things that they create. So it all kind of blends together in this big inspirational blender. And so that's definitely what happened with From the Wild Sky and developing it. I just, you know, I really kind of felt more, I guess, free to explore. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I did. And a lot of the music came from a lot of the experiences that I've had over the last few years and a lot of really deepening life experiences that have really transformed my ideas about art and sort of and the temporary nature of life. That's really influenced a lot of these songs. I've experienced a lot of pretty major, you know, losses in my life, and so those have definitely found their way into my music as well. And yeah, it's just been a richening experience, really.
Now, I wanted to ask you with regards to the tone and the sound of the album. It sounds different, obviously, from what Butterfly Blue was. How would you describe the sound? Because I feel like you're not just pulling from jazz. There's many different genres in there.
Oh, yes, definitely. Well, the sound was definitely an amalgamation of both of the songs that I came to the table with. They were distinctively their own things. They don't necessarily fit within any particular kind of genre. Of course, with the jazz background, like some of my vocals are very influenced by that. But the songs themselves, they sort of feel borderless to me. And when I came up with the demos for these songs to the producer that I ended up working with, this is the first time I have used the skills of a producer outside of myself. I've self-produced everything up to this point or co-produced it with, you know, other musicians that I work on the projects with, like with Matt Treader, my longtime piano player. But this time I worked with Troy Miller, who is a producer based in the UK. And, you know, he has some amazing skill sets with production that I could never have even dreamed of coming up with. And so that really steered things in an entirely new direction. So the songs themselves, plus this really unique, awesome, contemporary production style that I don't even know how to label it, came up with something totally new between the two of us that I hadn't even dreamed of expecting, to be honest. And so I'm just thrilled.
Where was most of the album recorded?
It was recorded in both London and in Brooklyn, New York. So it was a bit of an international endeavor.
And did you find that both of those locales seeped into what you were producing?
Yeah, you know, it was an interesting blend of feeling like it was super personal in that the songs are all mine and they speak to really personal topics. But at the same time, I was recording in these totally new circumstances with a new producer, all musicians that I've never before worked with in new cities rather than in my own sort of studio setup. So it was this really interesting blend of like the familiar, which is, of course, my art, right? And then the super unfamiliar, which was the context for everything. And so I think that made it feel really fresh, and I'm just super happy with everything, the way that it turned out.
Haley has a lot more to tell us about her new album, From the Wild Sky, but first let's hear from Genuine off his album, The Life. It's called Differences on The Kelly Alexander Show.
Somebody, I don't even know how to explain this. I don't even think I'm gonna try. I get a little nervous. Maybe I don't go out anymore. Feeling like I really don't deserve this. Life ain't nothing like it was before. Cause all I wanna do is just hold somebody. But no one ever wants to get to know somebody. If you go and look under the surface, maybe I'm a little insecure.
Baby, that's okay.
Baby, no, that's okay. Everybody's trying to be famous, and I'm just trying to find a place to hide.
I'ma tell them all, I'ma tell them all that you can either hate me or love me, but that's just the way I am. I'ma tell them all, I'ma tell them all that you can either hate me or love me, but that's just the way I am.
I'm just a little anxious, and maybe I'm a little scared.
On the Kelly Alexander Show.
More with Hayley Loren about the direction of her new album, but first, it's new music from Shawn Mendes and Khalid called Youth.
Here I am stuck on this couch, scrolling through my notes. Heart was broken, still no growing.
Waking up to headlines filled with devastation again. My heart is broken, but I keep going. Pain, but I won't let it turn into hate. No, I won't let it change me. Never lose inside of the one I keep inside. Now I know it, yeah, I know it. You can't take my youth away. Soul of mine will never pay. As long as I wake up today, you can't take my youth away. You can't take my youth away. Soul of mine will never pay. As long as I wake up today, you can't take my youth away. You can't take my youth away. It's hard to sleep at night, knowing what's outside. Feeling hopeless, I need focus.
You hit me with words I never heard come out your mouth. To be honest, I don't want it, no.
Pain, but I won't let it turn into hate. No, I won't let it change me.
You can't take my youth away. Soul of mine will never pay. As long as I wake up today, can't take my youth away. You can't take my youth away. The soul of mine will never break. As long as I wake up today, you can't take my youth away. You can't take my youth away.
Pain, but I won't let it turn into hate. No, I won't let it change me.
Pain, but I won't let it turn into hate. No, I won't let it change me. You can't take my youth away. Soul of mine will never pay. As long as I wake up today, you can't take my youth away. You can't take my youth away. Soul of mine will never pay. As long as I wake up today, you can't take my youth away. You can't take my youth away.
a break. As long as I wake up today, you can't take my youth away. You can't take my youth away.
Shawn Mendes and Khalid with Youth, the third single from Shawn's upcoming self-titled third album, which drops on May 25th. Joining us on the Kelly Alexander Show is American jazz artist Haley Loren. Make sure to check her out, follow her, get all of her social media handles on her website, HaleyLoren.com. So with regards to the project, I know you said you went through some life changes, as we all do, especially, you know, in a 3-year period since the last album. Did you know going into this new project how it was going to turn out, or the direction you wanted to go, or were you taking it song by song?
Well, some of these songs have been with me for a couple of years now. So some of them definitely weren't necessarily surprising directions thematically, but some of them did kind of come together right at the end, right before I started recording. I didn't necessarily have a particular theme in mind. It just seems like it sort of emerged that way as the creative process was unfolding with getting these songs ready to record in the studio. And I think that my songwriter's voice sort of just found its way with all of this, with this material. It to me, there are common threads that I find as an artist in all of it. And part of that, I think, is because what I've set out to do was to make something really true, something that really reflected me, my stories, sort of, or the stories that have really shaped me, that have been around me for the last few years. And I just, that was my primary goal. But what ended up happening with these songs, with this grouping of songs, is that these themes of, like, the ideas of what it means to really let go, both in a good and a bad way, you know, but the effects of just having to shed things, being a human and going through life and not being able to hang on to things, or not having to hang on to things too, that really emerged as a theme. And sort of the ideas of nature, that's always been a huge part of my life, having grown up in Alaska and now living in Oregon, and just sort of being really, really affected by that element. And I don't know, it feels like a fingerprint that it feels distinctly me, I guess. So there's that whole theme of it just being very autobiographical and personal.
Was it challenging to sequence the album, or did you know after all the songs were sort of done that you're like, this is the order it should go in?
That's a great question. I never get asked that. It was a little challenging, just in that I didn't really know what route to follow. Do I follow like a story route where it kind of ebbs and flows from one subject matter into the next sort of seamlessly, or did I want it to be more of sort of a rhythmic variation that felt like musically it really fit in sort of a string? But I think the one that I ended up coming up with kind of fits both in a way. It sort of traverses this idea of like of being in a life that maybe doesn't fit, and so figuring out how to get out of it and then sort of finding your way into happiness. So it does kind of have this bit of a chain going to it. But honestly, when I was first recording, I was like, I have no idea how these songs are going to fit together. But they kind of just showed me as it all unfolded.
You know, and it's funny because I wanted to ask you about the sequencing of an album, because as you and I both know, in this day and age, especially, you know, I would say in the top 40 world, a lot of people do not focus on albums anymore. It's all about singles and
right,
getting those played. And so I almost find like album world right now is so sacred because it's just not a focus, I think, for many artists in this day and age. Again, depending on the genre, but that's sort of, I think, the way the world is working at the moment. So it's important for me to ask you that, because I was just wondering, you know, sequencing the album and telling a story and the importance of having an album, because it is like a period of time. So was that very important for you to continue doing albums because you have, you know, a body of work you want to get out in one fell swoop?
Yes. I mean, in a way, it's sort of a selfish endeavor for me because I love the format of albums. I love being able to settle into a world and really have it kind of unfold around me rather than little morsels. You know, like I like the whole experience of an album. I don't necessarily know that everybody who listens to the music that I make would agree. You know, for some people, that's not as important. It's all about the song. It's all about creating playlists. And that is totally cool with me, too. But for me personally, as an artist, it's really, there's something really moving about creating a body of work that all kind of goes together. Creating sort of a setting for each song. And that's something that in the album format, you know, that you can do that. In a singles format, not as much. It's more of sort of every song needs to stand alone. But in albums, you can tell stories like you were talking about. You can create common threads. And that, for people who really want to have that experience, that makes it all the more special when you can sort of see something arrive at multiple points along an album. Mm-hmm. And I think there's something really special about that too.
Is there an album right now? I'm sure there's many, but what would be your top three albums of life that you just adore? Because I just find like so many of us are influenced by albums, especially, you know, if you're of a certain age. And so, like I know my three albums that I love so much, and most of them include Janet Jackson because I just, you know, I really love her and what she's done.
Yes.
So what three albums do you look to or go to, whether it's your own or someone else's, that you're just like, they will always have a special place in your heart because they tell a story?
Okay. Well, I don't necessarily know that it's because they tell a story and that's why it touches me so much, or it's just that I love the production and I love the songwriting so much that it doesn't matter what the story is almost. But two of the artists are actually Canadian.
Oh, wow.
So Joni Mitchell's Blue is one of my top.
Mm-hmm.
There's Paula Cole's This Fire.
Yep.
And Sarah McLachlan's Fumbling Towards Ecstasy.
Amazing.
Those are my maybe top three Desert Island discs.
That is perfect. Now, who is inspiring you musically these days? Like, is there anyone out on the landscape, whether it's in jazz, whether it's in pop, whether it's in hard rock, that you're just like, wow, I really love what they're doing and they inspire me to keep doing what I'm doing?
I hear things all the time. The trick is, like, do I know always who it is that I'm listening to? So often it's
that's
the
why
things
you get
that I'm like,
Shazam.
Oh, that's so great. Exactly. I don't have Shazam. That's my problem. So one of my very favorite artists who's on the scene, who I've been listening to for the last, I want to call her a new artist, but she's been around for at least 10 years in my particular musical lexicon, but is Regina Spektor. I love her music. I love her creativity and how many risks she takes. And her voice is always so unique. She's one of my absolute favorites. You know, I really have enjoyed following the career trajectory, the musical trajectory of Melody Gardot. I think she's got a really cool thing going, and I have yet to listen to her newest album, the live album, but I plan on getting that. And, you know, there's a lot of female artists,
mm-hmm.
but among the male artists, actually, that I've been most sort of, I hesitate to use the word obsessed, but listening to a lot in the last few years has been Sue Fan Stevens. I think he's had some really incredible pieces of art that his Carrie on Lowell album is definitely something that's made me sort of rethink the way that an album is made. It was made so simply and with such, I don't know, a super personal intent that one really made me take notice. I don't know. The list is really long. It's hard.
of course.
To be like, oh, well, here's this nice, succinct list, because you never know what's going to hit you mm-hmm. as inspiring in any particular moment.
Very true. Now, at the moment, what is the best part about your career?
Oh, the best part. I mean, I'm really excited about the music I just got to make with this album, and I'm really super thrilled to see some of the early responses from my fans toward the music, because, you know, as I did a Kickstarter campaign to fund this album, and so all of the people who got who pledged to be part of the funding the big group that helped me fund this album, mm-hmm. they all got the music early.
Oh,
and
cool.
So I'm really loving their responses. And so that part makes me excited. It's not just the making of the album, but the finally getting to unveil it. That's an excellent perk of being in my career right now. But, you know, I get to see places around the world that I probably otherwise wouldn't ever get to see, at least not in the way that I get to see them. Like I just got back from a tour to Egypt where I got to play a series of shows alongside an Egyptian band who's just amazing. But I got to see, you know, Cairo and Alexandria, Egypt, and the pyramids, and got to see all the ruins around there. And it's just, I was kind of pinching myself thinking, this is my job.
Fantastic.
But that's definitely an excellent part of it. And I don't know, it's hard to pick just one thing.
Right. Well, it's like what I say about my job. Like, I don't have one part of my job I don't enjoy. So I totally get it. Now, I did want to ask, with the album being out, what are your immediate plans for the next 6 to 12 months? Are you heading off to tour it? How is that going to play out for your fans?
I am. My tours are actually kind of shaping up right now for several parts of the world. And I have some West Coast dates coming up in just a few weeks here. And I have, I'm coming back to Montreal for the Jazz Festival on, it looks like July 4th. So I'm excited about that. But you know, a lot of what I'm going to be doing is touring. I mean, I'm really excited to delve more into the video art form for this album. I have all kinds of things in the works, plans wise. So that's going to be a nice new focus for me. I'm excited about that.
That's perfect.
But we'll just see. You never know with a new album. There's all kinds of stuff that's just bubbling up. So
that's true. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us. Of course, you're always welcome on the show, and best of luck with regards to the new album. I know everyone's going to freak out getting a chance to listen to it. So it's called From the Wild Sky. And Haley, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Oh, thank you so much. It's lovely to talk to you again.
That is jazz artist Haley Loren. Make sure to check out her website to grab all of her social media handles. And again, find out what's going on with her musically, HaleyLoren.com. And here is Haley with Wisdom on The Kelly Alexander Show.
The world doesn't owe you anything. It's a miracle that you made it here at all. And there's no shame in suffering. A spirit soars only when it learns to fall with grace. It takes more out of you to push away than embrace. What is gonna be what is until it's not. And you'll miss so much in wishing that this wasn't what you got. Wisdom, you speak so softly. It took me such a long time to hear your so I can dance without fear. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You'll carry the weight of all you've done. It'll bury you until you learn to lay it down. You can't please yourself and everyone. Your song of joy lives just beyond the noise of your mind. And the more you lose, the more you really find. Oh, what is gonna be what is until it's not. And you'll miss the unusual is of bliss, wandering through the days you got. Wisdom, It's a miracle that you made it here at all. There's no shame in suffering. The spirit serves only when it learns to fall with grace. With grace.
Follow us on Instagram, Kelly Alexander Show.
Bobby Bazzini with Ain't No Love on the Kelly Alexander Show. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us on the program this week. We always appreciate it. Of course, a big thank you going out to our guest, Haley Loren, and a big shout out to our producer, Adam Brisson, for pushing all the right buttons. Please make sure to follow us on all of our social media. You can do so by jumping onto our website, kellyalexandershow.com. We'd also love for you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/kellyalexandershow, and our newsletter, tinyletter.com/KellyAlexanderShow. Have an amazing week, and to close out the program, let's hear new music from Florence and the Machine off their upcoming new album called High as Hope, which drops on June 29th. It's called Hunger on the Kelly Alexander Show. Ooh, 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 ooh.
quarantine, I started to starve myself. I thought that love was a kind of emptiness. And at least I understood then the hunger I felt. And I didn't have to call it loneliness. We all have a hunger.
Use these tears to put out the fire. fires in my soul. 'Cause I need you here. Whoa, whoa. 'Cause I've been shaking, I've been bending backwards till I'm broke. Watching all these dreams go.
Listen anytime, any place. Just a click away. KellyAlexanderShow.com.